Hello and welcome to another great podcast, Andy Johnson Podcast here. The date is the 19th of March 2018 and this is episode number 2, and we're going to talk about a number of different topics here in Newark, New Jersey and in the wider US of A. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank all the people that tune in and listen and really find this interesting. All right. Enough of that. Let's get on to business. So the first thing I want to do is I want to talk about health. All right. And there's a number of different things that we need to talk about concerning health. And if you look at all the different situations that go on over here, especially in Newark, a lot of people have allergies. They've come down with the flu. And not only that, all the different types of sicknesses and illnesses that seem to me to be very unnecessary or could be avoided seem to be in place with a lot of people. But before that, I just want to mention a few things. The first thing I want to mention is that I don't know if most of you will check your mail, but there was a flyer sent out from the mayor's office that said that there was lead in the water. So if you're living in the Newark area and you look at you drink your tap water, or you use a lot of the water from the tap for various different things, you'll find out that there's lead in the water. So do not drink the water. I repeat, do not drink the water. You're going to get sick, especially your kids. Watch your kids. Make sure that they don't drink the water either. So check that, right? Make sure you understand that. So get your bottled water, whatever water you need, put it aside. Be careful how you use water to wash your dishes, wash your clothes, all that kind of stuff. Be careful, because everything is a problem when it comes to lead. You could get sick real bad. That could destroy your life. All right? So be careful of that. Another thing is, we've been going through a lot of storms, and then the roads are something else. So maybe, we need some help with those roads. Those roads, it's like you're driving on the moon. You understand? You're driving on the road and it's like craters all over the place. Only potholes, this, that. It's holes all over the place. Can't drive on a smooth road at all. Right? So, again, be careful with your vehicles when you're driving too. Nice. So, get out of the way. Next. So, we're talking health. Right? So, we want to identify somebody. Simple things that you could do at home to ensure your health, right? Now, everybody had their own idea of what health is, and everybody had their own idea of what they want to achieve in terms of being a healthy person. Some people want to exercise. Some people, they want to, eat healthy. They want to feel good. Everybody want to feel good. Some people going about it the wrong way. Telling you that, they're wrong, right? Smoking is not going to help you to be healthy. If you're a smoker, my advice, quit. You understand? Not going to get help. You're messing up yourself. You're messing up your life. You're messing up people around you. Because people like me don't like that smell. Nasty. You understand? Messing up my lung source. Don't do that. Right? Quit. Save your life. Because you want to see your children want to see you. So don't be selfish. Smoking, if you ain't smoking a little cigarette, for the rest of your life, you ain't go dead. You go feel better. You go be able to breathe. That's good. Right? Another thing. Alcohol. Me saying you can have a little drink now and again. Some people like that. That is your scene. But some of you just really overdo that. All you want to drink every day. Every single day. You're drinking to go to work. You're drinking for breakfast. You're drinking for lunch. Drinking for dinner. You're drinking when you go to bed. You're drinking when you wake up in the night. You're drinking every time. Right? You're going to mess up yourself, boss. Especially when you're driving. You're putting everybody at risk. So, if you could avoid doing that or reduce the amount of alcohol intake, it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you in your health, because it wouldn't damage your kidney, your liver and your kidneys and so on. It will be good for you. You will get stronger. You will feel healthier. Right. So, your lungs clear. You're in proper mental state. Because you ain't smoking and you ain't drinking. Or you reduce it. Right? I would say quit smoking altogether. Right? Scene. Next. Now, this is one of the key things that could ensure your health. And a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people don't take it on. This point, I would say, is point number one on the health list. And that is, keep your surroundings clean. Be a clean person. Don't encourage a lot of trash, a lot of garbage, a nasty apartment or house. Don't do that. Keep your place clean. The cleaner your place is, the more that you clean your place and you have your surroundings clean, the better it will be for you. Because at the end of the day, you'll come home, you'll be able to breathe in proper clean air. The things that you use wouldn't have a lot of negative bacteria that could damage you or cause you ill health. And you'll be able to enjoy a nice, healthy environment. So keep your place and your environment and your surroundings clean at all times. That is crucial. The way how you wash your dishes, the way how you wash your clothes, the way that you clean your apartment or your house, you understand the rooms, how you keep them clean, make sure that they're dusted, make sure you mop your floors, all these different things. That's important in order for you to be healthy. If you don't do that, you will have problems with allergies, with the flu, with different types of illnesses. If you have any type of sickness that passes through, you're going to get it. Right? So that's the first thing. Number two is your diet. A lot of people eat trash. You hear what I tell you? They like trash. Now, I'm not saying you can't eat your little fast food now and again. Nothing wrong with that. But you can't eat trash every single day. You're insane. You're just messing up yourself all the time. And watch now. You see all these people on disability for no reason, who just gaining a set of weight and then they're going on file for disability so they could stay home and do. That's laziness. You're lazy. All right? Get off here. All right? And take a walk. Lose that weight. Stop eating all that ice cream. Stop eating all that junk. Start to take care of yourself. You will feel better. You will like yourself. Okay? So, it's all about your diet. So, what kind of diet we looking at? Keep it simple. Right? Nobody ain't saying you don't know hardcore diet. Where you going to be a bodybuilder? No. Keep it simple. Try to eat fresh food. If you could cook, cook your food whenever you could. You get the opportunity. Cook your food. Carry your food to work. All right? Or cook your food at home if you're not working. Okay? And you're cooking fresh stuff. You ain't talking about box food that is having the supermarket. Them things that taste like some kind of metallic space food. That don't taste good. It's strange. All right? So what you want to do is get proper, healthy food. So go in the grocery, right? Supermarket, wherever. Buy up your fresh rice, your fresh beans, your fresh meat. Go home and cook. If you can't cook, learn. Right? Or get somebody to cook it for you. Right? But don't be lazy. Cook your food. Drink water. Yeah, water. You know what is that? You know what waters look like? It's not soda. Okay? Not soda. Drink lots of water. Get our water in your system. Flush your system out. Keep your system clean. When you do that, your skin will be clean. You'll have proper digestion. You'll be able to function. You need to have clean water. And I ain't talking about that lead water through the taps. Right? People, the mayor and them say they're going to try to fix it. They're sorting that out. Let them do their work. You gotta make sure and take care of yourself. Get clean water in your system. Drink water. Okay? Another thing, okay, is apart from that, is the frequency that you eat. Some people want to eat food all the time. Every 1 hour. Now, if you're not bodybuilding, if you're not a competitive bodybuilder, or you're an athlete or some kind of athlete, you're playing basketball, you're playing football, or some kind of scene, what are you doing eating 8 meals a day? 19 meals a day? You're crazy? If you do that, all you're doing is stuffing your digestive system with a bunch of food, and then you can't digest it. So your body's going to put some of that fat, and then the rest, that's going to go straight to waste. And you're going to put all your organs under pressure, because now your organs trying to digest this food. You're not doing anything to burn off the calories. And then you find yourself now getting sick faster. everything that passes, you're getting sick. Your body, it doesn't have the equipment, it doesn't have the ability to fight off any type of sicknesses because the immune system tied up trying to digest food. All the resources are going into digestion. And that is a problem now. Then you find yourself getting obese. And then when you get obese now, you know, you have all the risk factors that come with obesity, like heart problems, heart disease, right? Diabetes, high blood pressure, all that scene. You start to get all of that. You can't do that, okay? You have to train yourself now to reduce the amount of food that you're taking in. How do you do that? Simple. Instead of eating 16 meals a day, try to go back to the 3 meals a day. Start off with that. Your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. And you're not going to eat a whole set of food one time. Make sure you eat enough that you feel satisfied. And when you feel satisfied, stop and dice it. Me personally, what I do, I eat 1 meal a day. Yeah, sounding crazy, but it is work real good. 1 meal a day. What I do is I fast for, you know, I miss my breakfast, I miss lunch. And when I reach home in the evening, I eat a nice dinner. Fresh, healthy food. Home cook, my wife just cook it, so you know it real good. And I sit down and I eat that. And I drink something I like to drink, nice cup of juice or some water or something like that, and I feel satisfied. Now let me tell you the benefits of that. During the day, especially in the morning time, my body able to digest all our food it eat in the evening for dinner. So all our food during the night, everything is digested. Proper digestion. So when it digests all our food now, through lunch and digesting it, you know, because I fasted, all the energy that goes into digestion now could be used for other things. So my body able to fight off disease because I'm not getting sick and I'm not taking any medication, not getting sick. You don't look old, so no matter my age, I'm still looking pretty young, right? Plenty energy, so I'm feeling good, feeling healthy, right? And I'm able to do a lot of things that the so-called young people can't do right now. Because I keep myself healthy with that. That meal, that 1 meal a day, it really, really works well. Now, not everybody could do it. But it's a good way to start. You could look into fasting, intermittent fasting, all these different things. You know, do your research. Go online, do your research. There are videos, a million videos on YouTube. Check it out. It's real good. Right? So, you could try it. But it takes a while to train your body. But when you start to do it, you start to feel yourself feeling great. Okay? I used to suffer with a little bit of high blood pressure. My blood pressure stabilized. Sugar level stabilized. Everything stabilized. So I don't have to worry about that. And I feel fantastic. I sleep better at night. I don't have any issues with stress. None of those things. You know, you have more concentration. You could focus a lot more. Because your brain cells now could function. Because they're not preoccupied with digestion. Everything is not about food, okay? And the thing is, when it's time to eat, because I fast throughout the day, you know, you're hungry. When it's time to eat, I enjoy my food a lot more. And I get a lot of satisfaction from that. So that's a good thing to look into, intermittent fasting. Or you could use other diets, like you start to eat specific diets that you think might be beneficial to you. You find what works for you. But check your diet, right? Watch what you eat. Be careful of the foods out there, because a lot of foods out there have a lot of chemicals in them, a lot of things in them that cause your body to malfunction. It causes the immune system to break down, so you get weaker. And then when it's flu season and all this kind of drama, you know, come around, you ain't good for yourself. You can't handle it. Everybody start to get sick, you get sick too. That will happen to me. You understand? And I don't take no medication. None. You hear what I tell you? Zero. Zilch. Don't take none. All I just do, eat my 1 meal a day, and I keep my body healthy. Nice. So we cover diet. Next. Talking about exercise. Now, exercise is extremely important. So why exercise is important? Because you need to move your body. The human body wasn't made to sit down and be stagnant all the time, you know. We have to move. If you want to maintain health, you have to move. You have to exercise. Whether it be in the gym, whether it be in walking, whatever it is you decide to do, whatever exercise you like, do it. get yourself moving, get yourself healthy, right? So that is your goal. You want to try to get as healthy as possible through exercise. Keep it simple. Nobody say you have to exercise 2-3 hours a day, right? Keep it simple. Do a little 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 3 times a week. Okay? Start off with that. Do something or take a walk. Take a nice walk outside if it's not too cold. Right? Spring come in, take a walk outside. Get some fresh air in your lungs. Okay? Smell some fresh air. If you have a park close by, smell some fresh air. If you live in a neighborhood where there's plenty of smoking and thing, stay inside. And, you know, do a little exercise inside. Now it'll be better for you because outside is all kind of craziness that take place. Right? And maintain your health. And you will feel great. You'll feel better. You'll see yourself improving. You will like how you look. Your skin will start to glow. All these different things. So, you know, get out there and start moving. Whatever it is, just move. And you're gonna benefit you. And as you progress, as you get stronger, as you get healthier, you'll just find that you will naturally want to do it. It ain't gonna be a chore because nobody ain't forcing you to do this. Right? Just do a little thing every so often and start keeping yourself healthy. Now, for all them people who overweight, all those people who like, you know, just to be fat and all this kind of thing. You know, over here, everybody has issues. Oh, you can't discriminate against fat people and you can't this and you can't that. Nobody discriminated, nothing. But you can't be 12 years old and you're weighing 300 pounds. That's ridiculous. All right? You can't be 25 years old and you're 600 pounds. That means something wrong mentally. Something wrong with you. Okay? Because that is not healthy. And no, you don't have no disorder. Because if that was the case, I would have been seeing that in certain parts of the world where you'd have people who, you know what I mean, they're just home. And with the country they're living in, they don't have much food, but they're 600 pounds. How come I don't see that in them other countries? But I see that here. Because people greedy and they're lazy too. Yeah, that is what I'm saying. I'm mixing my words. They're greedy and they're lazy. They don't want to do nothing. And they want to eat everything. And then now, they want the government to take care of them. That's wrong. You understand? You're not doing society any good. You're just a burden. So we're not made to be burdens. We out here, we made to contribute to society in a positive way. Right? So you want to check your weight. If you're overweight, the first thing you want to do, start off with your food and start moving. Okay? Simple. And then start to improve on that. Start to exercise a little more. Watch their diet. Drink your water. Do everything I just tell you. And start to take care of yourself. Get off the disability. Start to do things. Find a passion. Find something that you like. Whether it be a sport or music or whatever it is. Do something. Read a book or even write a book. Okay? Do something you like. Get yourself moving. Get yourself active. Give yourself a purpose. Because when you're idle, all kind of negative things will start to happen. You start to get sick. You start to have a lot of drama in your life. You can't have any control over your life. It's always chaos all around. That's not how people are supposed to live. We as people, we're supposed to always look to improve ourselves, to improve the society we live in so that we could contribute a lot better to society. The only way to do that is to be healthy. Because when you're unhealthy, you can't really do much. Okay? Unless you're Stephen Hawking, who just passed away. Rest in peace, brother. You can't do much. All right? So, in order to not to be a burden onto anyone, start taking care of yourself. Look for ways to see how you could reduce your weight. If it's like 500 pounds, 600 pounds, get help. You'd have people and organizations out there that could help you. Okay? A million organizations out there that could help you. You'd have a million videos that could help you to lose weight, help you to get healthy. Get a healthy weight, a comfortable weight that you could do something with. Okay? So look into that and start to improve your life. Nobody say you have to look like a supermodel. But think about your health, because you see, it's not only you it affected. When you see it's 700 pounds and you can't move, somebody had to take care of you, and that person had to give up their life to come and take care of you. And when they're doing that now, some people, they're very selfish. They don't care what that person had to go through. They don't care if that person have needs and things that need to be met. They only care about themselves and what they're eating, and they don't care about nothing else. That's wrong. We can't do that. We can't live like that. Other people have lives too. They need to have the opportunity to live their life
and you being a burden is not helping. So if it's that type of person that you're lazy, or you're at home and you know you're 600 pounds, 700 pounds, start looking into your health. Now, some people, they're sick. They're naturally sick. They might be able to do certain things. Well, then in that case, check your diet. Because a lot of people, they take a lot of time eating. Even though they're sick, they still eat a lot of bad food. And then they want to blame the sickness. It's not the sickness, you know, it's the food. If you're eating 8,000 calories a day and you're sick, you're not going to get better. You're going to get worse. And then everything just translates into more money being spent, ambulance, hospital, all this kind of drama. You don't need that in your life. You want to be healthy. So watch your diet. You know what I mean? Start looking into your diet. Start looking into your health. Start taking care of yourself. Do it for you. You ain't doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for yourself. And if you can't, if you find it difficult, get help. Okay? I'm a personal trainer. You could always contact me. You could email me. You know my email? It's andy_john7000@yahoo.com. Send me an email. Tell me your situation and let me help you out. Simple as that. Right? Now, that's one aspect. So we talk about health. We talk about your diet. We talk about water. We talk about exercise. Okay? But another thing I want to talk about too is medication. Now, for every sickness in the United States, it have a medication or some type of pill for it. Right? But the thing is, the pill have a side effect. And that side effect will get you sick. And the sickness for that side effect have a pill for that, which have a side effect. So you see what's going on here. It's a never-ending kind of process. The idea behind what you're trying to do in order to get optimum health is to try to get off these pills. Now again, a good way to get off the pills is through diet, through exercise, through taking care of yourself. Right? Sometimes those things work, in fact, all the time, those things work better than the medication you get. Because the medication is only giving you a patch. It's like a plaster for a wound. Right? It don't heal it. It just puts something over it so you feel a little good for the time being. But it doesn't solve the problem. What you want to do is find the root of your problem. What it is that causing you to be overweight or sick or to have different type of issues. You need to find the root of the problem and deal with that root of the problem. Right? And that's going to take a lot of research. You know, but if you're putting the effort, at the end of the day, you would be able to conquer whatever disease you have without taking a multitude of medication that will only have bad side effects that will make you feel worse. And that could cause you to not be able to function optimally. Right? So you need to start looking at the medication you're taking. Why so much medication? Why so much pills? Why so much this? Why you're putting so much of those chemical things in your body? You're causing his immune system to go haywire because you're trying to fight off all the negative effects that the pill have, plus the sickness you have, plus if you're overweight, plus your digestion, all these different things. It have too much things for it to go through. So you have to look into how you're going to deal with that issue. Now, some people, because of the sickness, they need to consult a physician. Consult your physician. Find out alternative routes. You have doctors there that is deal with healthy diets, healthy nutrition, you know, different things that you could do to improve yourself without taking medication. Holistic doctors, all these different things. Do your research and find something that works for you because you're looking to improve yourself. And at the end of the day, that is what will take place. Right? So don't be lazy. Get out there and do what you had to do. No, right, you can't just sit down and say, I give up, I'll just eat anything, drink anything, and dead. What kind of thing is that? What kind of madman is or mad woman? You crazy? Nah, you can't get on like that. Right? You gotta be healthy out here. You have to train your kids to do that too. That is another topic. Right? Your little children, remember they watching you. Wherever you eat, wherever you drink, if it is smoke, if it is cuss and get on like a fool, they watching that. And guess what? They want to do the same thing. They're going to imitate that. They're not good. Because they're the next generation growing up there. And if you crazy, they're going to grow up crazy too. And that is not nice. That's not good for society. Because you're not helping society right now. So you don't want your kids to follow in your footsteps. You want to make sure that your kids contribute positively to society so that everybody in the year 2025, year 2030, 2100, whatever, that everybody living good, that humans on earth living better. We move on. You know what I mean? We grow better. Because health is not only about the physical. Health is also about the mental. It's also about the spiritual. Right? So whatever spiritual part you have, follow your spiritual part once it guides you to upliftment and enlightenment. Right? And your mental health, you want to be able to keep yourself learning. Whatever it is. Read books. Learn. Do something. Keep yourself occupied. Because we need to move. That is a human function, a natural human function, to want to improve ourselves and to move forward. You will not be able to move forward. You will not be able to function and be a total, you know, whole human being if you don't have all these different things in place. But once these things are in place, you'll find yourself living a better life, a happier life, a more successful life. Okay, because you'll be able to function, you'll be able to set your goals, you'll be able to achieve your goals because you're in optimum health. And then you'll be able to inspire people around you because people, especially little children, when they look at you and they see you're living in optimum health, they see that, you know, you're achieving goals, you're taking care of yourself, you're caring about yourself well, you speak well, your attitude is nice, then they want to follow in their footsteps. And guess what? That person will grow up, that person will follow as an example, and that person will achieve even more. And we'll be able to find different great things that could maybe improve health, improve the human status in a far greater way than we could right now. But we need to show that example. You can't just expect the kids and them to just grow up and everything just fall in place. We have to show them the right way. It starts with us. So instead of trashing the next generation, lead by example. Show them the proper way. Show them how to live. Show them what to do in terms of health, diet, you know what I mean, exercise, anything you want to do, show them the best way to go about it, right? So let me start functioning in that way. I mean, this was a simple little small podcast that I did, but I wanted to address health because a lot of times you see people falling all over the place with the flu, especially when it's winter time. Everybody catching the flu. Why are you catching the flu? Because you ain't taking care of yourself. And let me give you a little tip. And my wife brought this on to me. It's a little tip concerning the flu. It's real easy. Real simple. It has helped to keep all the mucus out of your nasal area. You know that area where you find it have a lot of mucus building up, right? You'll find that it have a lot of mucus that gathers there during the day. Some people, they can't breathe. They have to use all kind of different things to get mucus out their nose, right? A simple thing my wife taught me is that when you're taking a shower, blow your nose, all right? Blow your nose. Get all the mucus, as much mucus out as possible while you're taking the shower. Because when the water hits your head, you'll find that the mucus will start to move and, you know, it start to come out. Blow it out. Get rid of it as much as you could. And you'll find that your health will improve dramatically in terms of that. You'll be able to get rid of a lot of mucus. And then you'll be able to breathe constantly. You wouldn't get a stuffy nose and all of that. Very, very simple. And it's very effective. I've done it. I continue to do it. And it works. Okay? It works. And you'll find that, you know, that part of your nose, that part of that area, what they call it, your sinuses, you'll find that a lot of the mucus comes out of that sinus. So you don't need to take no medication again for that. You'll find that it's always clear. Another good tip is to use apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar clears the mucus in your throat. So if you have, you know, you have sore throat and all these different things, take a little teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. Yeah, it's disgusting, nasty. Don't taste good, but die nothing. You know what I mean? Man up. Yeah, man up. Take it. Clear all that mucus out of your throat. You'll find that you wouldn't get sore throat. You'll find you'll be able to talk. You'll be able to not get sick. Your tonsils, everything will be clear and clean. And you'll be very, very happy with that result. Because you could go about your day, everybody getting sick around you, and you healthy. Now, during flu season, everything you do had to be clean in order for you not to catch the virus. So you want to wash your hands constantly, right? Not once in a while. When you're working and you're around people with the flu, you want to wash your hands all the time. You want to keep your surroundings clean all the time. You have to be aware of this. Once you do that, you'll find that you wouldn't get sick. Do these simple things. It's not hard. Simple, simple things. And you'll find your health would improve dramatically. If you're sick, you'll find that your health would improve. It will turn your life around. It will work wonders for your soul. But you have to apply it. My words talking to you, that ain't gonna do nothing if you ain't apply what I tell you. Go out there, get the job done, do what you gotta do with your diet, exercise, get fresh air, stop the smoking, stop the drinking, keep yourself healthy. Be a good example. Be a good example. I'll repeat, be a good example to the next generation, people watching you. Okay? This gangster crap, that'll work. I never seen no gangster live nice. All they just live is in jail, if they live. So it didn't make sense. Be a good example. And once you do that, you'll find that your life will dramatically improve. Alright, so thanks again for this wonderful opportunity to speak to you and to have this next podcast. You know, it was long in coming, but I was, you know, busy. Yeah, I had things to do. So, you know, don't get vexed, man. I was a little busy. But I not. Right? I get in. Right? So, you know, you could check out my email, andy_john7000@yahoo.com. Send me a shout. You know, tell me what I could improve on. Tell me what you need to hear about. If you want to hear about a specific topic, you want to talk about something, let me know. You know what I mean? Thanks again for listening. It was great. Okay, I also have a few t-shirts on Facebook. It's AJ Gear, AJGEAR Gear. All right, you could check that out. It's on teespring.com, teespring, teespring.com. You could check that out. And please, by all means, listen to this podcast. Every time I send out a podcast, listen to it. It will help you out. My job is here is to try to help and inspire you to, so you could be a better person in life and you can move forward and we could build a society, build a community in Newark, New Jersey. Because I think Newark, New Jersey have a lot of potential. I see the mayor, he's trying a thing. Let me help him out. We have a new governor, Phil Murphy, trying a thing. Let me help them out a little bit. We can't depend on the government. We could do what we need to do for ourselves and our community. We could uplift our community and we could make everybody's life here better. We can make Newark, New Jersey the best place in the United States to live. But it takes us. It takes all of us. So if we get together and we do it, bam. Everybody live nice. You understand? Everybody will come here to live. Now, everybody can't fit, but, you know, might give a few of them a little blind and thing, but nothing wrong with that. Right? So until next time, right, keep listening to this podcast and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And listen for episode 3. You're going to be inspired. Bless.